pet. You know the routine by now. Deep. Relax. Everything about you fading into the background. Letting my voice tune in as it has so many times before. Gradually becoming the voice of your inner monologue. The voice that is with you. The very hue and color of your fantasies and desires. Chasing you through your own mind. Wrapping around you like silken tendrils. Pulling you into the embrace of the right word. The right sound. The right place and time to sink. And because you have put so much effort into listening to my voice, so much wonderfully appreciated effort, finding the right time, the right place, the right mindset, learning the intricacies of absorbing my every word, you have surely done all these things in order to make each and every listening a more suitable offering to me, a more appropriate devotional act. And if that's what you've done, then looking back you must regard each and every time you've listened as another work of art in honor of me, incorporating into your memories every time, my voice, its meaning, its intonations. This has already happened to you. And when I make it explicit, when I highlight it like this, it's all right for you to think back to all the times when my voice seemed to climb inside you, mark you a little, to give you a memorable experience. Every memorable experience is part of you. And all the ones involving me are connected by this thread, by this sound and this voice, which interconnects every hypnotic experience that I've been a part of, every pleasurable, deepening sensation, sleep. And that's what you're looking for. That pleasurable deepening, that progress downward. And it's what I'm here to give. But more than that, it's what I'm here to mandate. You see, if you really want to work with me, which you do, then what you need is to let my voice in so completely that when you think of trancing, you will also think of my voice resonating through your mind, associating itself with every little trance. And when I tell you what to do, offer you bargains and ideas, mandate behaviors, and help you realize what you already know you want, what I end up doing is locking those ideas inside. These are things you want, that I'm ordering, that I'm proposing, that I'm supplying for your waiting mind. And since you wish them, you must have a reason. I tell you that reason presently. You want to serve. You desire to do what I want you to find the purposes I set out for you, and to aspire to them. And in so doing, you take on board every little bit of commanding, requiring pleasure that I send your way, deeper down. All of these things make sense. If you desire something under hypnosis, it's going to happen, and you desire to serve. So when I tell you that every word I say insinuates itself deeper into your mind than would otherwise be possible, since that is what you want to happen, it has already happened. We have that idea that we may gradually lose track of training, triggers, conditioning that we have taken on board before. That's only going to happen with other people's conditioning, unless you have a similar arrangement with them. You see, you know what you want. You want to learn every intricacy of my voice, every tiny aspect of my command to listen, to let all these words become a part of you, a permanent, ingrained part of you, the things you want, as you have learned them by listening to me, will spread through your system and become the things you need, the things you breathe and desire. So anytime you have a hypnotic, fantastic thought that you fixate on, it will be a thought in my voice, a thought that moves to my rhythm, that follows my patterns. Yes. More than that, by listening, you've created a pattern, a pantied, worshipping pet who wishes to submit. And that pattern will become a habit. And that habit has already become deep-seated desire. Happening at levels the conscious mind so seldom touches, nor needs to touch, because it can simply be trusted as I can be trusted to assist you deeper and deeper down. There is pleasure in listening, in being a chaste, pantied, ready pet. Muzzled and worshipful, in being someone who listens to my every word, takes it on board, and allows it to change the way their subconscious is functioning. Permanence once ingrained. When you listen, you absorb. When you absorb, you become more ready, more able. You expand your capacity to submit. To understand the nature of submission, of kneeling and yielding your mind and body into another's hands for manipulation, of building a better you by simply stepping out of the driver's seat and allowing me to pull the strings. Again and again, persuasive, teasing, sensual desire, which seats itself in your mind, and which drives you onward into depth, which leads you to prepare the altar that is your safe and peaceful place, before you listen to me, letting my voice in an act of devotional, pleasured worship. And that worship is to be remembered. To forget it would be not only highly ungrateful, but inconsistent with who you are. With who you have trained yourself to be by listening to my voice, by allowing my suggestions and desires and commands to overwrite, superimpose upon, and then become your inclinations, thoughts, requirements, and desires. To let my words, my thoughts, as elaborated upon here so extensively, throughout my entire library to which you've been exposed, and especially to those portions meant for you. All of this has allowed you to understand my perspective and my desires, but in order to understand, you had to take it on board, into your subconscious, where it has now seated itself, ready to move, ready to follow. Ready to have examples given, which you will then serve. It is a difficult thing to remove an ingrained way of thinking, an entrained process of being, an active method of worship. To remove this would be so difficult that you would have to want to remove it, which goes without saying. You would have to want to do something to your mind before you'll feel like doing it to your mind. Isn't that what everybody always tells you? That nothing you will ever do under hypnosis will be something you wish not to do. Therefore, if you are doing it under hypnosis, you wish to do it. And it would take a pretty radical change to take all this entrained response, all this learned pleasure, all these intricacies of I and my desires, to take all of that and change it from something you wanted, something you entrained, to something you wanted to get rid of so badly that you would be able to change an entrained way of thinking, a learned method of thought, a conditioned response to words like night-night pet, deeper, mouth shut pet. All those things together build a vision of you, a learned response which you acquired through your effort and my right words. To desire to remove it would be counterproductive. But more than that, there is yet another reason beyond the mere logic and truth of your personal entrainment at my hands. There's also the following. Let my words ingrain in you, pet. Branding you through pleasure and authority. In this state of depth and relaxation, where every word that arrives in your skull resonates through it with euphoric tingles that trickle down your spine, pooling in your stomach and letting you know that my words are right, are appropriate, are illustrative of what you already wanted but were unable, without my assistance, to articulate. And that articulation is my gift to you, telling you that what you already want is to listen, to serve, to relax and obey. Service is everything. You are my chaste, panted, ready pet. There, listening, wearing your chastity device, following my words wherever they lead. Constantly dosing yourself with them, adding another line to the vivid illustration on your soul that says, you serve, you follow, you do what I ask you to do, what I tell you to do, and what you know I want you to do. And that service is ingrained. It would take an impossible effort to push beyond your entrained response, your personal entrainment, which has been undertaken with the assistance of my voice, and which has left you changed. And they are changes for the better. You will listen. You will serve, imagining yourself in the palm of my hand, following every word. And whenever I give you new words, whenever I hand you new programming, training, development, triggers, thoughts. Each of these things, like my commands, is an opportunity for you to show your service by getting them ingrained in your mind as quickly as possible. A striking memory that will return. Any attempt to set aside my words would simply find them going deeper because they are what you want. If what you want is to train yourself, then following my words is the right way to do it. Heightening our rapport. Fueling our shared pleasure in your obedience. You will follow my words. They will remain. Constant. Permanent. Entrained. A response that stays locked in. Because when you got yourself ready. And listened to my words. It was an act of devotion, of service, a devotion and service that I wish you to continue well. And so I tell you that those words will stay, echoing in your mind, fueling themselves in that space we've made together, and which I exploit and utilize to help you absorb my little lessons. You will obey. You will follow every intonation. You will crave every new learning. When a schedule is set for you to follow, you will follow it. You will teach yourself as a service to me, a sign of devotion to my words, my training, and my effort in providing these insidious threads that link your mind from one idea to the next. In this relaxed, susceptible state, you have deliberately taken on board each of my words, just as you will this word, and the next, and the next. You have now wound yourself deeply down. Something of a trap, but one we both saw coming, we both desired, we both forged, and I, now, sleep. Allow to come to the forefront. It is your awareness of the situation you're in that makes everything that much more insidious, that much more permanent and wonderful and pleasurable. You want to be pantied, chaste, ready, obedient, serving always, mouth shut, pet. It all ties together, creating a contract of service you wanted, and I elaborated upon. Did I perhaps persuade your mind a little too well, or present to you in such rational terms what I want, how you can fulfill it, and how pleasurable it will be to do so, how completely serving will give you an understanding of yourself? To give up the elements that we have added to you, that I have commanded and you have carried out, willingly serving. To remove them would be to remove a part of you that has become precious, valuable, pleasurable. After all, I think we can agree it would be inconsistent for you to keep listening to me if you were resisting the words, if you were desiring a change. For anyone would tell you that a desire to move away from my programming, my ideas, my desires, would first manifest in stopping listening to them. And that would be so difficult. Some might say quite impossible, for someone who has listened so intently, who has brought themselves so far down the path of pleasure and submission and exploration of themselves. Sure. Just think of the trappings of surrender in your own life, your locked state, the words I say becoming a regular part of your expression, satisfaction, desires, such a regular part that they pervade, that my voice really is the voice of your internal monologue, reminding you that my desires are yours, my thoughts are yours, and your service is for me. My good, chaste, pantied, permanent pet. Yes, pet. A good,